Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into a topic that's, well, it's always fascinated people. We're talking about beauty,
Beauty,
but not just the kind of beauty that, you see on the surface.
Right.
Today, we're going to be taking a philosophical journey with Plotinus. He was a thinker from the ancient world, and he's going to challenge how you think about beauty.
Yeah, what I find really interesting about Plotinus is that he saw beauty as like a ladder. Almost, you know, like it leads us from the everyday beauty that we see all around to something way more profound, you know. He thought beauty wasn't just about how things looked, but about deep inner harmony.
So he wasn't just talking about like a pretty sunset or, you know, a beautiful painting.
No, not at all. He definitely believed those things were beautiful. But for him, those were just like reflections of a much deeper beauty, a beauty that he thought was found in the soul and the intellect.
Okay, so this is getting pretty deep.
Yeah.
But let's start with something we can all relate to, right?
Yeah.
That beauty we experience in the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did Plotinus view this everyday beauty that we see?
Well, he believed that even physical beauty, like the beauty of a flower or something,
right,
wasn't just about like the perfect arrangement of its petals or its colors, you know? It was about something much more fundamental, something he called the good.
The good.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty abstract.
It is, but think about it like this, okay? Imagine a piece of gold that's covered in dirt.
Okay.
The gold itself, it's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
But you can't see its beauty because it's hidden by all that dirt.
Right.
Plotinus believed that our souls are kind of like that. We have this inherent beauty inside us.
Okay.
But it gets obscured, covered up by our attachment to the material world.
So it's like our inner beauty is this precious gold and all the distractions and all the negative influences in our lives are kind of like the dirt covering it up.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. When we cleanse our souls of those impurities, then our true beauty can really shine through. And this beauty, this wasn't something extra that was added onto the soul. For Plotinus, this beauty actually was the soul's true nature.
Wow, that's a really powerful image.
Yeah.
So for Plotinus, experiencing beauty wasn't just about looking outward, but also about looking inward.
Absolutely. He was all about turning our attention inward to cultivate the beauty of our own souls.
So how do we go about cleaning off all that dirt, so to speak?
Yeah.
What did Plotinus say about how we could reveal this inner beauty?
Well, that's where things get really interesting, because Plotinus thought that true beauty, like real beauty, actually resided beyond the physical realm entirely.
Okay.
He said it lived in the realm of the soul and the intellect.
Hold on. The beauty of intellect. What does that even mean?
Well, think about it like this. Have you ever like been deeply moved by a piece of music?
Sure, yeah.
Or like a work of art? That feeling of resonance, like, you know, being touched in your very soul. That's your inner eye at work, which Plotinus believed we all have. It's just that not everyone uses it.
Mm.
It allows you to perceive the beauty of virtuous actions, of noble character, of engaging in like really fulfilling, harmonious intellectual pursuits.
So he's saying that things like our pursuit of knowledge or our moral character, even our thoughts, can be beautiful.
Exactly. He was talking about a kind of like inner harmony, a kind of radiance that comes from living a virtuous life and pursuing truth and knowledge.
Okay. I think I'm starting to see how this goes way beyond just appreciating like a pretty sunset. It's about cultivating beauty inside of ourselves.
Right, right. And, you know, Plotinus even saw beauty in fire, which is not something we typically think of as beautiful.
Holly.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He talked about how fire, unlike all the other elements, possesses this inherent beauty because of its form and its ability to bring light and shape to things that are formless. He saw it as this really powerful symbol of transformation and purification.
So even in something as raw and powerful as fire, Plotinus saw this underlying beauty, this connection to something greater.
Precisely. And for him, this was just like a tiny glimpse of the true beauty that lies beyond the physical world in the realm of the soul and the intellect.
So there's this whole other level of beauty that we might be totally missing out on if we're only focused on the physical world.
That's exactly what Plotinus is trying to show us. He believed that this deeper beauty was the true source of all beauty. And he believed that it's something that we can all access if we just know where to look.
This is really making me rethink what it means to be beautiful.
Mm.
I'm really curious to hear more about how we can actually tap into this deeper level of beauty.
Well, that's where the idea of the good comes in, which is what Plotinus called the ultimate source of beauty. He believed that by aligning ourselves with the good, we can actually experience this really profound inner beauty.
Okay, we're definitely going to have to unpack that.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that the Plotinus saw beauty as this kind of ladder. Where does this idea of the good fit into all of this?
The good was at the very top of that ladder of beauty. It was like the source from which all beauty flowed, the ultimate goal of our journey. And he believed that we could ascend towards the good by purifying our souls and cultivating our inner beauty.
So it's like we're climbing towards this ultimate beauty, and each step we take on that ladder brings us closer to that perfect ideal.
Yeah, that's a great way to picture it. But it's not a physical climb. It's more like an inner journey of self-discovery and transformation.
So how do we even begin this journey? What did Plotinus say about how we can actually start climbing this ladder towards the good?
Plotinus talked about this process of inner purification, you know, like letting go of all those attachments to the material world, mm-hmm. the things that he thought were clouding our vision. It's about like turning inwards and, you know, really examining your thoughts and your actions and trying to achieve this inner harmony and virtue.
So it's about becoming better people, more aligned with what he called the good.
Exactly. As we refine ourselves, we become more receptive to the beauty of what he called the intelligible realm. That's that realm of perfect forms and ideas that Plotinus saw as the true source of beauty.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like we're cleaning a window to let the light shine through.
Right.
The more we clear away the clutter in our minds and our hearts, the more clearly we can see that deeper beauty.
I love that analogy. And Plotinus believed that this whole process of purification could be like seriously transformative.
Really?
He described it as this kind of like awakening, you know?
Hmm.
Like imagine if you'd only ever seen the world in black and white.
Okay.
And then suddenly, bam, you could see in full color. That's the kind of shift Plotinus is talking about.
Wow, that's a powerful image.
Yeah.
So he's saying that as we purify ourselves and move towards the good, we start to see the world and even ourselves in this totally new light.
Exactly. And he believed that like the more we glimpse this true beauty, the less captivating we find that like superficial beauty of the physical world. It's like, you know, someone who's seen a truly divine form would no longer be satisfied with just like, you know, plain old physical beauty.
Right.
It's the same with the soul, you know, the soul that's had a glimpse of the good finds all other forms of beauty, well, kind of pale in comparison.
That's fascinating. It's like our whole understanding of beauty actually evolves as we keep climbing higher and higher on that ladder.
Right.
But this whole process, it sounds super challenging, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's asking us to go on this huge hero's journey, like a quest for inner beauty.
You know, this whole idea of the journey, it really resonated with me. And it made me think about a story we all know, the Odyssey.
Oh, Ulysses.
Yes. Ulysses faces like a ton of temptations and challenges on his journey back home. I mean, think about it. He's got to resist the sirens. He has to outsmart the Cyclops.
Yeah.
He goes through so many tough situations.
He does. And those challenges, those temptations, they kind of represent the allure of the material world, right?
Exactly. All those things that distract us from our true purpose.
Yeah.
Just like Ulysses had to overcome those obstacles to get home, we have to overcome the distractions of the physical world if we want to find that true beauty in the realm of the soul and the intellect.
So we're all on this, like, odyssey of sorts, a journey to uncover that real beauty inside ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just like Ulysses, we're going to run into our own sirens and cyclops along the way. Those things that try to tempt us off our path, right?
You got it. It takes courage to make this journey. It takes perseverance. And it takes a willingness to, you know, really confront your own imperfections. It's about chipping away at all that dirt that's hiding your true self.
Okay, I love that. It actually reminds me of something else Plotinus said about a sculptor.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Can you remind me what that was about?
He compared this process of inner purification to the work of a sculptor. You know how a sculptor starts with just this rough block of stone, and then they chip away at it, they remove the parts that don't belong, they polish the rough edges until you get this like perfect form.
Mm. Yeah.
Plotinus believed that our souls are kind of like that. We need to be purified, refined, until we reveal that beauty that's already inside us.
So it's like we're all works in progress, constantly like chiseling away at ourselves to bring out that inner beauty.
Yes, exactly.
But this whole idea of dismissing physical beauty like that, I don't know, doesn't that kind of devalue the beauty of the world around us, the beauty of nature, all the amazing things we experience through our senses?
That's a really great question. And it's something that people have been discussing for centuries. I think Plotinus would say that he wasn't trying to dismiss physical beauty entirely.
Yeah.
He just wanted us to see that it's like a reflection of this deeper, more lasting beauty that we carry inside.
That makes sense. So it's like he's saying that the physical beauty we see around us can be like a doorway.
Yeah.
To experiencing that deeper, more profound beauty that lives in our souls and in our intellect.
Exactly. And by working on our inner beauty, we can actually appreciate the beauty of the physical world even more. We start to see it in a whole new light, as like a part of that same source of beauty that we're connecting with within ourselves.
Okay, this is giving me so much to think about. But how does this all translate to our everyday lives? You know, what are some practical ways we can actually apply these ideas from Plotinus?
Well, for me, it's about trying to be more mindful of the choices that I make, the thoughts that I focus on, the way I treat other people. It's about striving for excellence in everything I do, not to impress anyone else, but just for my own inner sense of peace.
So it's about making choices that align with that deeper beauty, with that good that Plotinus talked about.
Exactly. It's about cultivating things like honesty and kindness and compassion. It's about pursuing knowledge and understanding, not because you have to, but because it's like a joyful thing to do.
Yeah, and it's about, you know, finding ways to express yourself creatively and to contribute to the world in ways that feel meaningful.
Those are all things that sound pretty great.
Yeah.
But how do we know if we're on the right track? You know, how can we tell if we're actually moving closer to that ideal of beauty that Plotinus described?
You know, that is such a good question. I think one way to figure it out is to pay attention to how you feel. When you're acting in a way that feels true to yourself, when you're living a life that matches your values, you feel the sense of peace, you feel joy, you feel fulfilled.
So it's about listening to that inner compass, that sense of what feels right and true for us.
Exactly. Trusting your gut and letting it guide you on your journey.
I love that. It's like Plotinus is encouraging us to become more aware of our inner selves, to pay attention to that little voice inside that can lead us to true beauty.
And this journey, it's open to everyone, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to be a philosopher or anything like that to get started. It's really about making these small, conscious choices every day, choices that bring you closer to that ideal of beauty that Plotinus talked about.
This whole conversation has been such an eye-opener, really.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm seeing the world, even myself, in a completely different way.
I think that's the power of Plotinus. His ideas make you question what you think you know, and they encourage you to look deeper beyond the surface.
So, after this deep dive into Plotinus, I think we can safely say that beauty is a whole lot more complex than we might initially
It
think.
really is. And it's not something that's fleeting or superficial either. It's a powerful idea that can really transform us.
And it's not just about how we look. It's about our inner world, our soul. It's about pursuing knowledge and truth.
Plotinus reminds us that true beauty comes from within. It's about aligning ourselves with that ultimate source of all beauty and goodness, what he called the good.
It's a really powerful message, especially in a world that seems so focused on outward appearances.
Right. That's why I think Plotinus is still so relevant today. He gives us a whole new way of seeing the world, a way that emphasizes inner beauty and living a meaningful life.
So if Plotinus is right, and if true beauty does lie beyond the physical world, where can we find glimpses of this beauty in our everyday lives?
You know, that's a question we should all think about. It might be in those moments when you feel a deep connection with someone else, or when you lose yourself in something creative, or maybe when you're experiencing the beauty of nature, just being in awe of it all.
Like those times when you feel a sense of wonder and transcendence, a connection to something bigger than yourself.
Yes, exactly. Those might be those glimpses of the beauty Plotinus was talking about.
And he encourages us to look for those experiences, you know, to cultivate those parts of ourselves that resonate with true beauty. He's inviting us on this inner odyssey, this journey of self-discovery and transformation.
Absolutely.
It's like he's saying, hey, there's this incredible beauty inside of you and all around you, just waiting to be discovered.
Yeah.
All you got to do is open your eyes and your heart and your mind.
That's such a beautiful way to put it. It's a reminder that we're all on this journey together, and that searching for beauty in all its forms can bring us joy and meaning and inspiration.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired to get out there and find some of that beauty, both in myself and in the world around me.
That's what it's all about. And hey, who knows? Maybe you'll even feel inspired to read some Plotinus and explore these ideas even further on your own.
I just might do that. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of beauty with Plotinus. We hope you enjoyed exploring these ideas with us. And until next time, keep searching for those moments of beauty, both within yourselves and in the world all around you. I feel like my brain is doing somersaults right now, trying to wrap my head around all this. I mean, this whole conversation has been a real eye-opener. I'm definitely seeing the world and myself in a whole new light.
That's what I love about Plotinus, you know? He just has this way of making you question everything and look deeper beyond just the surface.
Yeah, for sure. So after this deep dive into Plotinus,
Uh-huh.
it's safe to say beauty is a lot more complex than we tend to give it credit for.
It really is. It's not just some fleeting, superficial thing. It's an idea that can actually transform us.
Yeah, and it's not about what's on the outside, right? It's this inner world, our souls, our search for knowledge and truth.
That's what he's getting at, yeah. Plotinus reminds us that true beauty is something that we cultivate from within ourselves. It's all about aligning ourselves with that source of all beauty and goodness, that ultimate source, what he called the good.
That's such a powerful message,
Yeah.
especially these days when it seems like everyone is so fixated on how they look,
Yeah.
on external appearances.
Totally. And I think that's why Plotinus's ideas still resonate so much today.
Yeah.
He offers this different perspective on the world, one that prioritizes inner beauty and striving for a meaningful life.
So if we take what Plotinus is saying to heart, if true beauty really does lie beyond the physical world, where can we find glimpses of this beauty in our own lives? Like, where do we start looking?
That's a great question. It's something to really ponder. You know, maybe it's those moments when you feel truly connected to another person, or when you're lost in a creative project and you completely lose track of time,
Right.
or even just being out in nature, completely awestruck by the beauty of it all.
Those times when you feel a sense of wonder, like a feeling of transcendence, like you're connected to something so much bigger than yourself.
Exactly. Those moments might be those glimpses of the beauty Plotinus was talking about.
It's beautiful to think about.
And he wants us to actively seek those experiences out, you know, to cultivate those parts of ourselves that resonate with true beauty. He's inviting us to embark on this inner odyssey, this journey of self-discovery and transformation.
I love that. Like he's saying, hey, there's all this incredible beauty within you and all around you.
Yeah.
You just have to open your eyes and your heart and your mind to see it.
What a beautiful way to put it. It's a great reminder that we're all on this journey together, right? And that searching for beauty in all its forms can bring us joy and meaning and inspiration in our lives.
Well, I know I'm feeling pretty inspired to get out there and find some of that beauty, both within myself and in the world around me. How about you?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
And hey, who knows? Maybe some of our listeners will be inspired to pick up some Plotinus and delve a little deeper into these ideas on their own.
I hope so. It's worth the read.
And with that, we've come to the end of our deep dive into the fascinating world of beauty with Plotinus.
Great discussion.
It was. We hope you all enjoyed this exploration as much as we did. And until next time, keep seeking out those moments of beauty, both within yourselves and in the world around you.